never your fault. Support is available 24/7 through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, reminding you, it's never your fault.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 on your radio, WRCT.org on your web browser of choice. However you're doing it, you know, keep going. You just heard Blood Red Throne with Conquered Malevolence. Azothist before that with Rites of Ascendancy of the Blood of Dead God LP. Mortem before that with Narcosis. Agrimonia before that with the Sparrow. Started off with Javier Ariel Velez with the song that I'm going to pronounce as Tiliyayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay Now go look at the playlist. That's what it's called. I mean it. Anyway. Playlist at WRCT.org. I don't have anything else to tell you. This band's called Goatcraft. Thank you. Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. That was a band called Yautja with a song called Tethered off of their album The Lurch. Mastiff before that with Beige Sabbath from their album Leave Me the Ashes of the Earth. Eternal Evil before that with a song called Eternal Evil off of a album called The Warrior's Awakening Brings the Unholy Slaughter, which is such a great album title. It deserves to be read. Gloop before that with A Hole in the Nest. Adam Driver before that with I Have Turned Into a Monster off of There Is Anything All Right LP. Buildings before that with A Good Hill to Die On. R.I.P. Buildings. Started off with Goatcraft, a song called Bleeding Caldera off of their Sick Transit Gloria Mundi LP. So it's 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sure, we'll call it that. What can I tell you? I can tell you that more than 37 million people in the U.S., including 11 million children, struggle with hunger. And as the COVID-19 outbreak continues, they need your help now more than ever. As the nation's largest hunger relief organization, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks is committed to serving communities, families, and children facing hunger in America wherever they are. You can be there for your neighbors in need by donating now at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. And if you stay tuned to this very radio station, you will run right into Aggregate Sound, a multi-genre mass of music with Next Page that lands here at 10 p.m. on Wednesdays. Stay tuned to WRCT for that thing that I just told you about. This band's called Wanderer.
Thank you. it was overwhelming me. It was like drugs. It was like alcohol. A little isn't enough. At first it is. And as you adjust to that, psychologically and physically, you take more and more and more.
Thank you. last bastion of pulchritude.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
We'll be right back. burning my fire. Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there in Techno Land? RCT Techno DJs in the house. Oh yeah, bringing you the only fat beats in Pittsburgh. Right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Let's start today with a positive story that reminds us that sometimes activism and media pressure can actually have an effect. Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic Speaker of the House, has done a complete 180, and she is now supporting a ban on members of Congress trading individual stocks. Now, this doesn't mean it's actually going to happen. It doesn't mean it's actually going to pass. It may. We'll have to wait and see. But in just two short months, Nancy Pelosi, not because she wants to, but because she was embarrassed and pressured into it, has done a complete 180 and has gone from there's no reason members of Congress should be banned from trading individual stocks to I'd be open to it to let's actually go ahead and do it. So as a reminder, back in December of last year, just 2 months ago, Nancy Pelosi was asked about this, and she rejected the idea of a stock trading ban for members of Congress. Here's that clip.
Should members of Congress and their spouses be banned from trading individual stocks while serving in Congress?
No, I don't know to the second one. We have a responsibility to report in the stock on the stock, but I'm not familiar with that 5-month review, but if the people aren't reporting, they should be.
Because
this is a free market and people, we are a free market economy, they should be able to participate in that.
So that was in December. Then we got to January. And in January, Nancy Pelosi said, well, I'm open to a stock trading ban from Congress. I have great confidence in the integrity of my members. They are remarkable. So when people talk about, well, somebody might do this and somebody, I trust our members. To give a blanket attitude of we can't do this and we can't do that because we can't be trusted, I don't buy into that. But if members want to do it, I'm okay with that. And then the latest news is that Nancy Pelosi is now pushing a stock trading ban for members of Congress. Axios reporting just hours ago, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving to ban stock trading on Capitol Hill after having consistently opposed such a measure. This adds unprecedented momentum to an issue that also has bipartisan support on the Senate side. Pelosi's imprimatur follows building momentum in both parties. Some progressive Democrats and MAGA Republicans have united on a proposal to ban sitting lawmakers from trading individual stocks. Pelosi, who expressed opposition in the past, and some other Democratic leaders have been slow to take up the issue, despite reported interest from House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. So now the idea, as Axios says, is amend the Stock Act from 2012, which governs how members disclose purchase and sale of stocks, to eliminate the trading of individual stocks by members of Congress. This is very, very interesting. Now, this doesn't mean it will happen, but this is without a doubt the most momentum we've seen in this direction. And I think it has to be restated again and again. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to do this. Nancy Pelosi notoriously is involved in individual stock trading, options, puts. I mean, it's been widely reported. She doesn't want this, but it is because of pressure and essentially being embarrassed into having to be open to it that it